Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A22 on the WCCO Morning News. Adam Carter sitting in today. We talked about it yesterday. Minneapolis drops the mask mandate, and then what did St. Paul do? They did it too. Mayor Melvin Carter says it's kind of tough to compete if Minneapolis is dropping their mask mandate, so St. Paul decided to drop their mask mandate. Reading an article in the St. Paul Pioneer Press about it, one city council member said that she found out about the mask mandate being lifted from a reporter calling her, and that speaks to how backwards things are in St. Paul right now. That city council member was Nelsie Yang, and she joins us live right now on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Councilmember Yang, thank you so much for taking time this morning. Tell me about your surprise phone call and how you mean that speaks to how things are in St. Paul right now.
Thank you so much for calling me today. I heard about the mask mandate being lifted through an NPR news producer who called me to get a statement about it. And shortly afterwards, then a news release was sent out to everyone in the city of St. Paul. And it was just shocking to me because when I think about what our government should be and how we should operate, it should really be a bottom-up approach where we are interacting directly and engaging with communities, especially communities that are marginalized. I'm talking about communities of color, working-class families, who often don't have access to our government nor systems that we live in. We owe it to them to include them in our decision-making. I definitely feel like this just didn't play out that way at all and truly is not indicative of how we want our government to be. And so it was definitely a really upsetting news for me, especially because this pandemic has been very personal. I've lost so many wonderful people, especially in our Hmong community. My wonderful Hmong sister and friend, Marnie Zhang, she was a former school board chair in the St. Paul Public Schools. And we just lost Kelly Eileen Herr to COVID-19 as well. And they're both Hmong women trailblazers. So I feel like, having people wear masks and, enforcing that is a simple way to make sure that we build toward our caring community where we all play a part in caring for each other. And the executive order already has exemptions incorporated into it so that if you aren't able to, then that's totally okay as well. But for the rest of us who are able to, we have a role to play and we should do that.
You bring up those deaths you mentioned, so tragic. And it, like you said, it highlights the communities that have disproportionately been affected by the pandemic. We focus on the African-American community, but we've kind of neglected to mention the Hmong community and how they've been adversely affected by this pandemic. Vaccination rates lag in those communities. How do we work to get those numbers up?
Well, you're exactly right. And the Coalition of Asian American Leaders and Hmong Public Health Association recently released a groundbreaking disaggregated report, which showed that 49% of all Asian COVID-19 deaths in Minnesota were from the Hmong community alone. And also, when you really look at our, Asian Americans, Hmong, Karen, and Karenian communities have been hardest hit in the city of St. Paul. So to make sure that our vaccination rollout is rooted in equity is so extremely important because we already know that there are barriers to getting vaccinated, from language barrier to technology barrier, transportation barriers. And so we truly need to find creative and equitable ways to reach out to communities directly who are medically underserved and from marginalized communities. And that's exactly why, my office is pushing to make sure that American Rescue Plan dollars that our government is receiving from the federal government, that money is being allocated toward community organizations that are doing the groundwork to reach out to communities of color to get them vaccinated. And the other thing is my office is also working with other organizations to host phone banks so we can call our families and get them vaccinated as well. And that direct outreach is so extremely important as an organizer and also as someone in elected office. Like, I know that it's one of the most effective ways for us to actually reach out to folks who have been left out in our system.
St. Paul City Councilmember Nelsie Yang joining us this morning. Nelsie, thank you so much for the time. We hope to speak again soon.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Nelsie Yang from the St. Paul City Council. 827. News Talk 830 WCCO. This is an update with Steve Simpson about the goings-on at 38th in Chicago. Matthew Collar from Purple Insider will cover the Vikings training camp, the voluntary workouts, not training camp, voluntary workouts, some interesting goings on there. It's all coming up as we roll on with the WCCO Morning News.